This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
It's not an uncommon thing for convicted murderers, or suspected murderers for that matter, to get love letters in prison. We've seen it in the case against Brian Koberger and the accusations against him. And now that Alec Murdaugh is in prison, well, he's been getting those love letters as well. Because who can resist? When you look at Alec and you go, gosh, yeah, this seems like a great guy. I don't know why I would go anywhere else but him. There's plenty of ways to meet human beings today. There's endless apps. There's endless opportunities to go out and meet other people. I think I'm going to go for Alec Murdaugh, who's in prison for murdering his wife and son. Let me write some love letters to you. Well, it's going on. And here is that story.
In a bizarre turn of events, convicted murderer and disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh has become the recipient of an influx of love letters and offers of friendship from besotted strangers while serving time for the brutal murders of his wife and son. The messages, filled with adoration and concern, offer an absurd glimpse into the minds of those who find themselves drawn to a man guilty of heinous crimes. One admirer, Nicole K., penned a heartfelt message just 10 days after Murdaugh's conviction, stating, "I think I love you," and adding, "I think about you all day, every day." Her devotion continued in a subsequent message, where she professed her genuine care for him and swore her loyalty. These passionate declarations were received by Murdaugh during his brief stay at Kirkland Correctional Institution, and mostly came from women. Another ardent fan, Lacey, a small-town girl from Missouri, found herself unable to shake thoughts of Murdaugh, writing, "I am unable to get you off my mind." In a series of 6 messages, she expressed her concern for his well-being and unwavering belief in his innocence. Lacey's offer to lend a listening ear to Murdaugh went unanswered, but she remained steadfast in her support. This peculiar phenomenon of women flocking to the convicted killer wasn't confined to a single state. Admirers from Louisiana, Florida, and Tennessee reached out to Murdaugh, offering to contribute to his commissary, assist with legal research, or simply provide a photograph to put a face to their name. Cheyenne D., a bored 31-year-old female, thought that Murdaugh could benefit from her non-judgmental friendship. Over the course of 2 weeks, Murdaugh received a total of 26 messages, including one from a Netflix producer seeking his involvement in their true crime series, Murdaugh Murders, Southern Scandal. The producer, identified as Mike Gasparino, urged Murdaugh to lend his voice to the series, citing its massive viewership numbers as a reason to participate. Since his time at Kirkland Correctional Institution, Murdaugh has been transferred to an undisclosed maximum security prison to serve his 2 life sentences. His new living quarters consist of a modest 8x10 foot cell, complete with a bed, toilet, and sink. Despite his incarceration, Murdaugh is provided with a prison-issued tablet equipped with educational software and strictly monitored phone and messaging capabilities. Murdaugh's lawyer, Jim Griffin, has stated that his client has no girlfriend, either in prison or outside of it, and has not responded to any of the messages he has received. In addition to the letters, Murdaugh has also received unsolicited contributions to his Canteen account. The surreal situation of a convicted murderer garnering such devotion and support from strangers raises questions about the allure of notoriety and the motivations behind these infatuations. As the love letters and messages continue to pour in, the absurdity of it all remains a baffling, yet undeniably compelling, aspect of the tragic and twisted saga of Alex Murdaugh.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I mean, wouldn't you want to write a letter to Alec and profess your love. Seems completely logical, right? A little money for the canteen. We live in a very strange world. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories and breaking updates. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.